Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we have Unprepared with Adam Ray coming to you from Solana Beach. And we have the news with Dawson. Joni Miller's hanging out. First, there's LifeLock. Fraudsters posing as IRS agents, police officers, or power companies are tricking victims into sending online gift cards or reading gift card numbers over the phone as payment. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances, your credit, and reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your Social Security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Hey, kiddies. You dig hearing the sound of my nasally drone? You dig cars? Good. I got something called CarCast, and you can get it free on iTunes, or you can listen to it with the free Adam Carolla app. Also available on Android and iPhone. Go to acecarcast.com for more info. Again, it is me. It's Matt DeAndrea. It is all things cars. It is CarCast.
All right. I was at, we were at Solana Beach a couple of weeks ago. Adam Ray was upstage, on stage. We had a really good session with the ping pong balls and the unprepared. Chris captured it, and this is what it sounded like.
All right. Should we pull Adam Ray out here and have him pull a few balls for us? We'll get going with this. The great Adam Ray, he's doing a couple bumps of blow in the ladies' room right now, but he's back.
The men's room.
Mm. Men's room, sorry.
Speaking of cocaine, this guy's still sweating, by the way. I mean, I thought you would have dried up by now, but dude, you got wetter somehow.
I brought the heat.
I fucking love this guy. He brought the heat.
That's what it is. Yeah.
He's a good guy. I like this guy.
All right, so you got the balls up there.
Let's do
you
it.
Got the
Everyone's
hopper.
Been briefed. We've got all the balls. You guys write down some fun shit.
Oh, yeah.
You guys fired up? Ball number one. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Ball number one. Start off strong. Here we go. Here we go. Here we fucking go. Dear God.
I think you got to go clockwise and then you go counterclockwise.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Let's go. Make some noise. Let's go. First ball.
Let's go now. First ball.
First ball in classic Solana Beach fashion. Flip flop.
Flip flop. Flip flop. That's yours? Yeah, so proud of himself.
Yeah. I love flip flop.
I wrote
man.
The word. That's not two words, dude. That's one word. It's two if you separate them. Yeah. But it's not, when you put it together, it's one magical word. I do love the idea that people are heading out for the night wearing flip flops. When I was growing up, we called flip flops chap flaps. You couldn't do that anymore. The guy who fucking ruined society and ruined commercial flight is the guy who invented $86 flip-flops.
Yeah.
Because now I'm staring at these guys' fucking nail fungus on a Southwest flight. And he's like, dude, these were $100 out the door with tax.
Yeah.
Also, and speaking of fucking flight, I was thinking about this the other day because I go to LAX every other week. I'm there at 7:15 in the morning. You travel a lot,
yeah.
Right? Have you noticed that people are no longer dressing to fly?
No,
like they just like you walk. You go to LAX at 7:45 in the morning. There's guys wearing fucking surgical scrubs with like a nightgown and a boner. And
dude,
one
sweatpants and
fucking sweatpants, like
just checking their fleshlights and wearing assless chaps. And
I literally, like, I'll tell you exactly what the terminal at LAX looks like on Friday at 7:45 in the morning.
Please,
if you ever travel and you go to a big hotel and at 4:30 in the morning, somebody pulls the fire alarm, and you have to go down to the lobby.
Yeah.
That's what it fucking looks like. Just a bunch of people wearing their T-shirts and cut-off sweats with morning wood, like just standing around going, where are we going?
Just Boner City and babies with, you know, bad hearing.
Did you not know you were leaving the state? Was this caught you by surprise?
Yeah, you had the choice in what you wore to the airport.
Yeah, I'll put on pants when I get to Houston. Yeah. Fucking people are walking around like they're fucking, like they would answer their door at 6:45 in the morning if you fucking banged on it.
Yeah.
That's what everyone... And I blame the flip-flop. No, there's
the flip-flop started it, yeah. Now, how do you feel about the...
No human being flew a commercial flight from the time Howard Hughes started his airline to 1991 in flip-flops. Now it's
it used to be
dominated.
Fucking suits and, you know, just button-ups. Now everyone looks like they're about to go to the pool in Vegas.
Yeah, right. And I was thinking about this commercially, especially if you fly first class. First class is just some cunt yelling at you to pull up your mask the entire time and handing you a box of hummus. Like it's first class. Remember this simple pleasure. Remember this. Harken back to this. Remember when you used to fly and they had the in-flight magazine in front of you?
Yeah.
And you pull it out, and it'd be a whole expose on Chef Pierre, executive chef for American Airlines. And they showed pictures of him in the kitchen,
you know,
leaning over a skillet.
With Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah. Now it's just you get a fucking bag of Fiesta Mix, and you're told to hit the bricks. Like, that is it now. So the flip-flop and the high-end $80 flip-flop ushered in the sweatpants and the T-shirts and the cutoff sweats and the surgical scrubs and the lack of basic hygiene we see now are all started with the flip-flop, because there's nobody. Once you commit to leaving your house in flip-flops, everything above it is out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Not like, I need my trousers pressed. Like, you're wearing flip-flops. Do you think you're putting spats over them? You're fucking wearing board shorts with no underwear at that point and a fucking T-shirt with two ducks fucking on it that says Fly United.
Wow.
It's a ground-up situation. Once you commit to the flip-flops, the rest is out the fucking window. You're not like, where's my vest and pocket watch and flip-flops?
You're not joking about first class either. Last time I was in first class, it was on a Delta flight, and there was a guy, no joke, I was like in 4C, he was in like 1A. And
Tom Bien!
What's that? Tom Bien? Nice, dude. Do you have some sort of like Spanish Tourette's? What's going on? You want to put your helmet on? So I'm on this flight, and there's a guy in the first row, and he's watching porn. No joke. I'd heard about people that watch porn without headphones. No joke watching it. It's like a, you know, red eye. So he's just
assumed
watching, like,
on his phone?
Yeah, on his phone. And he just assumed, like, everybody's asleep, right?
Right, right.
And it's, like, decently loud. And I literally hear the words, oh, yeah, fuck my butt. And then that was, like, the stewardess's cue to come over. And all she said verbatim was, do you mind turning that off, please?
Off, not
didn't,
down.
Like, freak
off.
Out. Was just like, look, right. We all enjoy a good fuck my butt porn from
right.
time to time.
Yeah.
This is Delta. It's the friendly skies. But, you know... It's fucking almost 1 a.m., so people are waking up soon. I've never seen that. Have you seen the porn live on the flight? Like, it's a bold
move.
No.
And guess what?
He was wearing flip-flops.
Oh, I knew it. I did come up with this invention, which I like very much. Like, speaking of smoking and flights, and they always do that thing. You're getting the fucking speech at the top, you know, about first is, you know, how to buckle a seatbelt.
Yeah.
And then secondly is about, you know, seat being upright, and a table, tray table being put back in its upright position, and blah, blah, blah. And then the fucking part I hate all the time is just tampering with, disabling, or destroying the smoke detector in the laboratory.
Yeah.
You had me at tampering.
Yeah.
You had me at tampering.
Nobody's tampering
on this
flight.
Do not need disabling and destroying. Unnecessary verbiage. Tampering with. We're done.
Yeah.
Everything is tampering.
Yes.
Do not disabling is tampering. Destroying certainly falls under the fucking heading of tampering. I didn't tamper with it. I took a fucking fungo bat to it, Your Honor. It's tamper. Tampering with, disabling, destroying the smoke detector. I go like an insane. I have to put my wallet in my mouth so I don't swallow my tongue.
Yeah.
I have a seizure. But I have come up with this because they give you, they now tell you no smoking 23 times before you leave, right? And they tell you, like, and no vaping. There shall be no vaping.
Yeah, hard pass.
And there's a lot of guys like Mike Dawson over here.
Loves the vape.
Mike likes to smoke.
Loves the vape.
He fucking loves the vape. Well, he likes to smoke, and if you're flying from New York back to L.A., you're on that fuck. By the time you do security and get through the airport and the flight and get off the flight, you're about 8 hours of non-smoking.
Oh, yeah.
While the sun is shining, and that is no bueno for Dawson. So Dawson likes to vape.
Yeah.
But you can't fucking vape on the plane because they're like, no vaping, no vaping. But I came up with this invention that I'm in love with, which is a vape pen that smells like ass.
Yeah. Go on. Hey, sharks.
You go into the bathroom. You fucking vape to your heart's content. And then you just exit and go, I had Korean barbecue, man, so forgive me. And you walk out of there. Do you think there's a stewardess that's savvy enough that's going to go in and go, this is synthetic ass. This is a charade.
Yeah. I've smelled ass before. Yeah.
Sir, what's in your fanny pack right now? You can never be busted. You can you fucking vape all you want as long as it smells like ass. You go to the bathroom every 10 minutes.
It's a great
vape.
Idea. What would you call it?
Oh, man. I'd call it my big ass invention. It's all I had. Look, not everything's gold. I also came up with a neck roll pillow flask.
Please.
That is a neck roll pillow that holds a fucking handle of vodka.
You don't even have to use your hands, right?
You act like you're blowing it up, except for it keeps getting smaller. Carolla's been blowing up his fucking neck pillow for 4 hours now, and he's getting belligerent.
Oh, you're getting so fucked up that you just stand up mid-flight when no one has said anything to you, and you just go, también. And everyone's like, fuck that guy. Who the fuck is this asshole? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
No wonder he's sitting in the middle seat in the second last row of the plane.
Yeah. I agree. I do, wait, what were we talking about? Flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
Yeah. I like them because they make a little bit of a noise when you walk. If you walk with enough haste, you get a little slap going on there.
It's like almost like a California queef, you know?
Yeah, it's a California queef. I'll tell you one thing I'm glad has gone the way the dodo.
What's that?
Which is, remember like 8 years ago, there were those fucking shoes that had the toes built into them?
Oh, yeah.
They looked like you lost the rest of your wetsuit. Like it basically looked like I was diving for abalone, and this is all I got left. Like, it looked like you're fucking wearing wetsuit shoes. But also, it's like, how free do you have to be? Like, I feel the same way about nudist colonies. Like, oh, it's so freeing. It's liberating. Like, you can't play volleyball and swim trunks. Your balls have to be fucking slapping around. Like, have you ever seen Michael Jordan dunk a basketball?
Yeah.
Was he nude?
Should have been.
He seemed to get pretty good elevation.
Yeah. More control, you feel.
Yes. I'm sorry. Let's pull another ball.
Next ball.
It's a new ball.
Good first ball. You guys like it? Good first ball. Got a lot out of that one.
Good first ball.
Got a lot out of that one. Jesus. Do I have, jurisdiction to move on if it's just a bad ball?
Yeah, you do. I'll give you jurisdiction.
Newsom.
Newsom.
What's that, bro?
Everybody hates Gavin Newsom. The thing I...
He's not going to stop, that's he so, says.
The thing that's insane, so, you know, we just had the recall fail and all that shit. And, you know, Gavin Newsom, he's Democratic and he's a progressive and he's, you know, very woke and everything else. But it's not Newsom's. It's not Newsom's fault. It's not Newsom's fault. Newsom's a fucking retarded hair model. Like, it's not his fault.
He's trying to outlaw flip-flops.
That's right.
Yeah.
I could see a Kevin Bacon type of Footloose flip-flop remake where like some with preacher Newsom? Comes into town yeah, played by Gavin Newsom. It's not Gavin Newsom's fault. He's fucking bought and sold with the teachers' unions. He's a fucking idiot. He's Mr. Woke. He doesn't give a fuck about California. It's not his fault. What the fuck is the LA Times doing? That's my question. Like, you have this tyrannical retard running the fucking state into the ground, and the Los Angeles Times is like, we're all in for Gavin Newsom? How does that work? You're a goddamn newspaper. Aren't you supposed to do the news? Like, I don't even get the part where you endorse a candidate. Like, we all just go, oh yeah, they endorse a candidate. Why? You know what I mean? It's like you are the LA Times. You don't endorse a candidate. You report on the fucking candidates. It's like, can you imagine being you're supposed to be a fucking baseball umpire. You don't start the game by going, I endorse the Cubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'll be fair.
Yeah.
I'll be fair with the Padres, but I do endorse the Cubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so then every time you call balls and fucking strikes, we're supposed to believe you now? And they fucking come in and they're so fucking set in their retarded ways that they're like, well, I'm Gavin Newsom. Like, I'm Mr. Progressive. Right. All right, who are you running against? I'm running against a Republican. Okay. Let's call him racist. Okay, but he's black. I think we can still call him racist, can't we? I don't know. L.A. Times, what do you think? We'll say he's a new black face of white racism. All right, good. Run with that.
That's a headline.
So your thing is like, I'm not going to discuss any issues. I'm not going to discuss traffic or infrastructure or gas prices or potholes or schools failing or no water or forest fucking fires or no maintenance in the forest. No, we're not going to get any of that. We're just going to keep calling the other person racist. And then fucking three quarters of this retarded state's going to go like, well, I don't want a racist running this shit. I would take the fucking leader of the Klan running California if I thought he could fix the fucking schools and alleviate some of the traffic on the 405. That's me. Jesus goddamn Christ.
Paternity. It's a fun one.
Paternity. I like that there's a test for it now. You know, you've seen Maury Povich, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I saw an episode where the girl named Paternity.
Oh, really? Woman of color, perhaps?
Yeah. It was, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That show is still on the air, which is great. Those tests, people don't ever get sick of finding out.
No. But it doesn't have to be a little disheartening for the 9-year-old who's the subject of the paternity battle.
1,000%.
To go... Yeah, the guy you thought was your dad for the last 8.5 years, turns out, not your father. Woo! The guy's doing a fucking dance.
Oh,
everyone's
yeah.
always laughing. What about the kid? The guy's like doing a fucking, he acts like he just won the fucking lottery.
Oh, yeah.
He just found out he's not your dad anymore.
Oh, yeah.
No more rides on the shoulders. No more corn dogs after school.
No more Tambien outbursts in public places.
No more snack wells. I'm not your dad.
Like, I'm not your dad.
We get caught up in the moment, but the guy's doing a victory dance for not being somebody's kid.
Yeah, in front of the kid.
This ain't deep cable. Somebody has this on their TV set. Yeah. This kid's going to have this shit on his reel his entire life. Like, hey, that guy's celebrating his ass off. What happened? Did he do one of those things where, like, Dr. Pepper sponsors the halftime football throw where he throws? No, no, he found out he wasn't my dad.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you found out your dad did a fucking victory dance because Maury told him he's not your biological dad?
Be a bummer.
I thought you had more to add, but I mean, you are a professional.
Well, I do want to say this. My favorite episodes, you just triggered a moment for me. I love those episodes when it's like, yeah, finding out someone's not your parental guardian is huge. But how about those episodes when it was like, yo, Maury's like, this, you know, Shanice has something she wants to say to you. And she's like, yeah, I'm not actually Shanice. And he's like, Derek, you want to ask her what she is? And he's like, well, who are you? And she's like, my name's actually Daryl.
Right.
And then Maury's like, so you've been with a man instead of a woman for the last 8 months. And Derek, how does that make you feel? And he just says, after all that, just like, you know, I'm surprised. Maury's like, really, that's it? Yeah, you know. He's like, so did you have any, like, ideas? Like, yeah, you know, I mean, like, you know, it was weird that there were balls on her pussy. And you're like, yeah, that's... I can't believe you can say that on cable.
They should combine the two episodes. Like, the guy finds out he's not the biological dad. He's doing the touchdown dance, and then Maury comes up and goes, wait a minute, we're not done.
Oh. Did I win something?
Yeah, turns out that chick who sucked you off last night,
yeah,
that was a dude. Just to kind of bring him down to earth a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm not a big fan of the medical paternity test. I just think they should do it like the old West. You know what I mean? When there was a dispute over whose horse it was.
Yes.
You just put the kid in the middle of the street. The guy claims to be his biological dad is over here, and the other guy's over here, and they just keep going, Bobby, come here, boy. I got snack wells. You know, you just see what direction he goes.
That's a great idea. Snack wells, that's got to be like, if you're a pedophile trying to lure in a fat kid, I feel like snack wells has got to be your first weapon of choice.
Snack wells, that must have been a part of your childhood.
It was, yeah.
Snack wells is like, would you like to be fat and miserable? Well, I'm listening.
Only 300 calories.
Yeah. Right. I ate 27 of them, though.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Go ahead. I was one of those kids that liked to eat a lot of shit, too, and I didn't like the serving size on the fucking package.
Oh, never told the truth.
Like the, it always had like the Jell-O instant pudding.
Yep.
And you'd be like, all right, I can do one of these. Like, serves 27. You're like, really? Because this is going to my head. I'm fucking sharing this with 26 of my close friends.
Yeah. Dude, I was so fat as a kid. On my basketball team, my coach called me Krispy Kreme Abdul-Jabbar. I was like, that's fucking so insulting, but spot on. HVAC.
HVAC.
Yep.
Heating and air. We got my heating and air boys up there. These guys. Salt of the earth. If salt was drunk and racist. You guys have the greatest job in the world, the fucking HVAC guys. Except for fucking during the summertime when you got to crawl up in the attic, which is fucking pretty brutal up there. But you do. It is one of those jobs, like HVAC. Everyone always says, well, you got to maintain the system. Like you got to, you know, during the off season, you should have it serviced. You should have your filter changed. You should blow out your vents and maintain it. Nobody does any of that shit ever. It just gets to 113 degrees outside, and then the fucking AC goes on the fritz, and then you call these guys, and then these guys show up in a van, and they're like, yeah, it's going to be $27,000 for me to enter your home, and I'm going to need your daughter to blow me. Unless she's under 9, I'm not a weirdo.
And that's a discount.
And because I'm pretty busy right now, because when it's fucking 107 degrees outside and the HVAC goes on the fucking fritz, you will fucking do anything. And pay any goddamn amount to get
that
shit fixed. Yeah. It's not a winter thing, because the winter thing is just, well, just throw another log on the fire. You know what I mean? Like, put another comforter on the bed. Put sleep in your socks. Like, we can get through this. But the fucking summertime out here, they need your ass. And then you can tell them anything, because nobody knows anything about their HVAC system.
Jack shit.
You know what I mean?
There's a tiny Jewish boy stuck in the chimney. I was like, we probably should fucking get him out, right? Yeah, take care of that.
Yeah. And you say anything. And you know they don't know. When's the last time you serviced a system, ma'am? Yesterday? Never? Tomorrow? Now? I know nothing.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. It's just, well, the units, like, whatever the unit, I don't care if the fucking unit was installed on Wednesday. You can show up on Friday and go, well, it's getting on to its last legs. You know, she probably replaced the units. There's no
its
telling
last that, legs. That's a big
that
selling
unit's
point.
Going out.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and filter. You may want to step up. Then there's a lot of stepping up. There's a lot of upselling. What kind of filter you got here? Oh, that's sweet. Cardboard, Home Depot, $9. Awesome. Do you have kids? They have allergies?
Do you care about them?
Yeah. Oh, you know why they have allergies? They got a bad filter. You got to step up to HEPA here.
Oh, well, how do I do
you
that?
Yeah, clean the air. Step up to HEPA. What?
How do I step that up?
Then there's this one. There's the promise of this one. I may have one in my van. Let me go check the van. They never know what's in the fucking van.
Yeah, yeah.
The van's 4 foot wide by 6 foot deep. They have no idea what's in the fucking van.
As if they just
found it. You've been driving the same fucking van for 26 years. You're like, I may have an adapter in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to check. What's it worth you?
There may be an adapter. Maybe some Bubblicious. There may be a used condom. Let me go check real quick.
Yeah, let me go check the van.
You know,
check the van. We may have one in the van. I don't know if we got the right. Let me check the SKU code on that filter. I don't know. I may have some in the van. Then you go out the van. You rub one out. You come back. Yeah, we got a problem. Yeah, no, we got to order that. No. That's that shit. No, that's coming in from Canada, and everything's backed up these days. I'll tell you what. I could override the system. There's a lot of that. Like I just go ahead and. Override thermostat. You got what's the thermostat that everyone's using now? The Nest system.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that thing's spying on me.
Fuck yeah, it is.
It knows what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's like a wheel. You just keep spinning it around. I don't know how to work it, but I feel like I'm cracking a safe. You know, I file my nails, I turn it. At some point, I pull on it, and the whole wall opens up.
Oh yeah!
I step in. There's gold ingots everywhere. Shouldn't have had that peyote before the show, right? So you come by. How much do you guys look down your nose at the dudes with the wall units? I had my fucking loser family. We didn't have central shit. We didn't have anything. My family was so fucking poor.
What'd you have?
By the way, in the 90s, they tried to sell my mom basic cable.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. It's a little rich for my blood. I was like, something that starts with the word basic. It's got the word basic in the title. Too rich for your blood.
Yeah.
Starts with the word basic.
Five more channels.
We had no air conditioning. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. We had no air the entire time I was a kid. And then at some point at a garage sale, my mom bought a window-mounted unit.
Finally.
The window-mounted unit.
Game changer.
You slide the window up. You put the unit in, you slide it down, then it's got these weird accordion things that attach to create a hermetic seal, except for they fucking bust when you stretch them out. Now, my
it's
mom...
It's all right, I got one in the van, yeah.
My mom never got central air, but as the years wore on, she got a wall mount unit for every room in the house.
Perfect.
So there was one in the kitchen and one in the den and one in her room and one in my stepfather's room. Oh, yes, separate rooms. Don't ask. I never have. I don't want to know. My dad was such a poor, miserable fuck. We lived... I love him like a brother. We lived in an A-frame house in deep North Hollywood. My dad, no shit, bought the house new. In 1976, he bought the house for $13,000.
Wow.
He never broke down for an air conditioning unit. There was no central air. There was no window mount, wall mount, anything. He bought a swamp cooler, a mobile swamp cooler. Here's what swamp coolers are. They're the illusion of cooling with no actual cooling.
Right.
It's like, look, it's 107 degrees outside. You can't fucking sleep. I will stand next to you and go,
Okay,
and every once in a while I'll go like, And you're like, something must be going on. I'm hearing a noise. He bought a mobile swamp cooler from Sears. It was made of sheet metal. It was a box. You would roll it in. You'd open the tray in the bottom and put water. You'd put tap water and turn it on. It had a fucking squirrel cage fan on it. You HVAC guys know about that. And then you just park it next to you while you watch Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And it would just go, That was my fucking childhood. HV fucking AC. All right, let's talk Radiant Barrier. Not going to get into it. Let's do one more.
What did you say? Cum stain? Cum stain.
I liked it better when this guy was speaking Spanish.
Let's grab another one real quick here. One. Mexicans.
Mexicans.
But it's spelled cum stain.
I like Mexicans, but they're very suspicious people. You haven't worked construction. You got to work construction. If you work construction, you work with a lot of Mexicans, right, yeah. My HVAC brothers? God fucking forbid you have to call one of them on a Wednesday night and, like, tell them to meet you at another job site or something. Their fucking wives always answer the phone. The dudes don't answer the phone, evidently, in Mexico. That's the woman's job. But the women fucking answer the phone, and you go, hello, is Roberto there? And they always go, who? The fucking guy been married to for 23 years named Roberto, who's 9 feet away from you because you live in 1,100 square foot of squalor? That Roberto? Who? You go, Roberto. Is Roberto there? No, he's not home. And it's like, I picture Roberto duct taped to a dinette table and fucking a guy holding a pistol in his forehead going, bitch, you say a fucking word. This Mexican's going to eat a bullet. So don't try to fucking call, him at night. The other thing I learned the hard way from the job site, because I am the jefe.
Yeah.
I'm the maestro.
Love
the
that.
Maestro and the fucking jefe. They understand the fucking jefe. Fucking today. God damn it, today. I had Manuel and Roberto over my house. I was fucking working on a project.
Nice.
They couldn't fucking reach something. They couldn't get to it. I said, fuck it. Give me those channel locks. I got up on that fucking ladder, and I fixed it. And I said, I'm the maestro, bitches. And... But these guys, they have a certain pride. You wouldn't think about it, but there's like a machismo and a pecking order.
Yeah.
And if you go on a job site and you start going, this guy's the maestro, this guy's the jefe, you know, junior's number one, they'll all fucking hate that guy. No Kamchatka for that guy. Is it Kamchatka? What the fuck is that thing? What is that fucking Mexican milk called?
Horchata.
Horchata.
You said Kamchatka?
I turned into gay porn. Anyone ever drink horchata?
Maybe that's where it comes from.
Horchata's one of those things where you're like, what is this shit? It's cinnamon milk, you know, and you're like, what the fuck? You guys out of Dr. Pepper? You don't have fucking Mr. Pibb in Mexico? Like, hey, take a fucking hit off it. It's pretty good. But I will tell you this. I do not like this old churro craze. Not happy about the churros.
Been there, done that.
First off, fucking I know a donut when I see one.
Yeah.
You changing the shape of a donut doesn't mean you invented a donut.
Yeah.
Invented the donut.
Yeah, you just made it look like a dildo.
That right. Oh, yeah. I know. I took my son to the zoo, and they have the L.A. Zoo has the whole churro hut, you know?
Yeah.
And he ordered a fucking churro that was filled with custard. And I had to watch my boy.
You mean Kamchatka?
Suck on this fucking Kamchatka filled churro. He's like downing it, pulled it out of his mouth, had a big fucking load of custard on the side. Like
even the gorillas that jerk off in the display case are like, this guy's fucking gay as fuck right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the one that learned to sign was like... They had the gorilla that learned to sign. He said my son was gay in sign language. All right, let's call it a night, you bastard. Right.
You guys fucking crushed it.
All right. The great Adam Ray, y'all.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Thank you so much. Tom Bien.
Thanks, Tom Bien. Thanks, you guys.
All right, we're back. Jody Miller's here. We got the news coming. First, there's Tommy John. Fall. Chaos in your pants, man. Overheating or it's freezing. I mean, it was 1 week was like 103 degrees, and then the next Sunday was like 65 degrees out there. You need to be prepared with Tommy John. Breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Over 16 million pairs sold. This fall, upgrade what's underneath, by the way, and they have luxurious soft loungewear. Stuff is so good. I'm wearing my Tommy John underwear right now. I never leave the house without it. And the loungewear looks good enough to wear out, but it's so comfortable. You can wear it to bed. It's the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee. It's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam. See site for details.
All right, quick break. We'll come back with Jody Miller and Dawson doing the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Reporting live from Dudeseldorf, it's the news with Mike Dawson.
Well, Adam, I'm not sure if you watched the race at the Talladega Super Speedway yesterday. NASCAR racer Brandon Brown captured his first NASCAR Xfinity Series race victory ever. But the real news came in the post-race interview. You've seen the phenomenon of crowds in stadiums screaming, fuck Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way this reporter handled it was pretty good. The one interviewing Brandon Brown at the end of the race.
But you figure those NASCAR folks are all Biden supporters. So
that's
how did this
weird. I know.
Small group of dissenters sneak in to the raceway?
Well, NASCAR initially posted this video of the interview on their Twitter account. But even NASCAR decided to pull it back, tried to have Kalen save the video, but we're not able to save it. But just watch the way this announcer handles this.
Oh, my God, it's just such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me, as you can hear the chants from the crowd, let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were going to kind of hang back those first two stages.
Well done.
Yeah, that is good.
Wow, yeah.
Very good. Give that girl a raise.
Her groundlings training paid off.
Finally paid off. She's like, what am I doing? Reporting at NASCAR, but here it is. Finally, my moment.
Yeah, there's been chants at college stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much to pros, I don't think, but certainly college. And maybe some pro stadiums, but NASCAR,
been some
you're
going to
find,
you're gonna find
whole stadiums doing
this. The news is saying this is mostly happening in the South and mostly due to COVID mandates at stadiums. So
well,
that's what they're saying.
But I
think it goes deeper than that.
I know it goes deeper than that because you see these college football games. They have 90,000 people in the stands. No one's wearing a mask. I don't know what the COVID mandates are. There's no 25% capacity. There's no 6-foot rule. There's no anything. Well, again, it's all that thing where it's like, oh, Fauci's very worried about this. He's very worried.
He's good. Worried about everything.
Do a follow-up interview when nothing happens, yeah. and then let's explain why you're concerned the next. No one does the fucking follow-up interview.
No.
Like, no one ever goes. It's a super spreader event because you let 90,000 Americans go out and enjoy a football game without a mask. You let them do that. Okay, follow up, CNN.
Yeah.
Tell us about all there's. We're 5 weeks in to college football. Massive stadiums with eight. All the shit you said we couldn't do is going on in those stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Tens of thousands of people packed together, no mask, all screaming. By the way, it's always comical when they cut to when I was sitting in an airport bar in God, I was in Nashville, and they have all the pro games or whatever. They'll cut to the crowds, you know, crowds going crazy and stuff. When they cut to Seattle, everyone's wearing a mask.
Oh, God.
Because all the pussies congregate in fucking Seattle. This is on behalf of your Seattle-based flight crew. Put your fucking mask on for the 10,000. So all the pussies are there. You go to Houston, nobody's wearing a fucking mask, and everyone's screaming. Is there some different strain of COVID that is affecting Seattle's finest?
It's the
and
pussy
not,
strain. It's the pussy strain.
They're fucking pussies. That's all it is. Sorry.
Yeah, a ton of people should be dead by now.
That's right.
By the time this show airs, the game will be over, and Tom Brady will most likely hold the record for most passing yards of all time. Tom Brady appearing in his former stadium tonight, which will be last night. Tampa Bay Buccaneers took on the New England Patriots. Brady only needed 68 passing yards to pass Drew Brees. I'm sure he probably did it. But here's another interesting thing. And I tried to find out. There are a lot of records on the line for Tom Brady tonight.
Hey, can I say this? When you're going to beat a record, first off, Tom Brady has amazing game and situational awareness. So he'll know when he gets to 57 yards or whatever that this next pass,
right,
whatever. That will forever... That'll go into the Hall of Fame, that pass, the image. It'll be played all the time for the next 40 years or beyond. And when someone beats your record, eventually it'll get played if anyone ever beats it. Fucking go up top. I don't want to see some check down to the back that where the ball went 4 yards in the air and then the guy ran it for 12 and then we're going out and celebrating. There's nothing worse than a record-breaking run that's like 3 yards and the guy gets stuffed or whatever. Go fucking up top, Tom. Go down that field. If that record-breaking throw is a touchdown, that'll be it. There'll never be another quarterback that was ever born except for you. If that fucking pass, if that thing was a touchdown at Foxborough, it'll be fucking bedlam and insanity. So, or just fucking air it out, but don't do your little shovel pass or your check down or your screen pass where the running back runs. Here's the rule. You're going to win. You're going to set that record. I need the ball to travel a farther distance in the air than the back who catches the 4 yard pass and runs for 9 yards. I don't want to see it ran. I want that ball to travel in the air.
Well, if Brady was able to get 350 passing yards, he would have the most all time passing yards in a single stadium. Mm. I tried to find out who holds that record. I'm imagining it's a Dan Marino or a Joe Montana, but on the list of NFL records, I can't find it, but Brady played at Gillette Stadium from the year 2000 to 2019. As he goes back as an opposing team member, he can take that most all-time passing yards in a single stadium. Also, if and when the Bucs win the game, Tom Brady will join Drew Brees, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning.
Maybe Dan Fouts.
No.
Maybe. See, because the thing about Montana is he didn't rack up tons of yards. Mm-hmm. He was just super efficient and accurate and stuff, but wasn't 300 plus like every week. He just won. It's like move the chains. You got to figure out someone who's been on the same team for a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And who aired it out. And all I can think of is Dan Fouts off the top of my head. But Marino's not a bad call either.
Well, if the Bucs do win the game, Brady will also be one of four quarterbacks, is the only quarterbacks in the NFL to beat all 32 NFL teams.
Wow.
Wow.
Maybe Eli Manning. no one thinks of him as the great quarterback, but he's won two Super Bowls, and he played with the Giants for like 15 years. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He was on the, you know, Peyton Manning is good, but he got traded. I mean, he went from one team to another team at some point. I'm going to go, I don't know if we can find it. I'll go Eli Manning.
I think that's probably a good guess.
Oh, God. Celine Dion.
All right.
She slipped me a note that said Dan Pastorini, but I don't think he played that long for you.
I'm going to stick with Marino.
Okay. Let's see if we can solve this.
Well, let's do a little local news here. Professor at UCLA is suing the school. He filed a lawsuit against the school after they put him on leave and allegedly threatened to fire him for not grading black students more leniently than their peers.
This is all going to work out so perfectly.
Oh,
it's all going to work out perfectly.
Are you serious?
He wrote in an op-ed, recently I was suspended from my job for refusing to treat my black students as lesser than their non-black peers. The ordeal began in June of 2020, 8 days after George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis. A white student emailed him asking for a, quote, no harm final for black students, meaning low grades would not be counted in response to the, quote, unjust murders of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd. Klein described the proposal as, quote, deeply patronizing and offensive to black students. He said the email left him shocked. Then he responded to the student and he said, are there any students that may be of mixed parentages? Such
oh, yeah.
as half black,
yeah.
half Asian.
Yeah. Got to adjust.
Yes.
What do you suggest I do with respect to them? A full concession or just half?
He's fired, right?
Also, do you have any idea? Not yet.
Oh, he's not fired yet?
Well, they're threatening to put him on leave. It doesn't seem they've
the
actually
thing.
Gone through with it.
It's now, we're now at the point where if you do not participate in what is clearly racist, meaning lowering test scores
yes.
for black people, if you now push against what is racist, you will be labeled a racist. This two America thing, I've been screaming about it for years. Like, this is fucking insane. Stop it. Just, you guys have to, everyone's got to fucking stop it. Do you have that fucking clip? Oh, Drew Brees. Drew Brees. He's the guy who has the most in the...
In San Diego or
no,
in New
not
Orleans?
San Diego, New Orleans.
Yeah, he had 35,506 yards, so in the Superdome.
In New Orleans. Yeah, you're right. They should have known that. Because he only was in San Diego for a couple of years, I guess. You know it. Jody knew it.
I did, of course. I called it.
What are you looking for?
You know that clip I was playing you? I told her to pull of the New York governor, interim governor.
Yeah.
Play that. Just if you want to go nuts on. So I tap into things and I tell people to stop it early. And then they look at me and they go, what's wrong with you? Or be quiet, or you're racist, or you're whatever you are, whatever they are. And then later on, it all comes to fruition, but no one ever remembers
and no one
ever apologizes. But the obsession with fucking race, just fucking stop it. By the way, you're not helping the group you're trying to help. Like if I said, well, I'm a doctor, I have two scales to weigh my patients. I have one for white people and one for black people. And the black one I've adjusted to be 50 pounds lower. You think you're helping your patient, you fucking retards? You're hurting them, you idiots. You have to give them the same advice.
Yes.
Work hard, exercise, clean up your diet. Not a special scale that you've adjusted for fat black people.
Well, here's the thing.
Unless you want to kill black people. I mean, that's how you do it.
This guy's an accounting professor.
Right. We have
numbers. There's math.
We have Kathy Hochul, who's the interim governor of New York. And she's delivering a speech on vaccinations and praying. I'm sure natural immunity doesn't come up in this discussion. She wants everyone vaxxed. She has a necklace that says vaxxed on it, but it's not the vax part and the praying part. It's the end part. She wants to get back to the business of. Here we go.
We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal, and then start talking about the real issues that we have to. fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists today. And if there's a denier, I will take you on any date because I've seen it. I know it exists. And we are not going to have a blind eye to this ever again, any longer under my watch. And that is my commitment to you.
Hey, bitch, I'll give you 50 grand if you debate Larry Elder on systemic racism. You've seen it. No one's going to tell you otherwise. There's nothing. No one. You'll take on anyone. Go take on Larry Elder. Go have a discussion with him about systemic racism. He will fucking bury you with statistics, and you will shut your fucking pie hole. You're not going to debate anyone. You've seen it. It's 2021. You're in New York. What are you talking about? Systemic? Who's in charge of the system? Then fucking fix the system.
Yeah.
Systemic racism. This is what we got rid of fucking Cuomo so this bloviating bitch could take her place and go right back into systemic race. We got to, you understand, we have to conquer COVID so we can get back to racism, people. We've been off of racism for 15 minutes. We've taken 10 minutes away from discussing systemic racism. We got to get you all vaxxed up so we can get back to discussing systemic racism. She's the leader. She's running New York.
If you're not vaxxed, you can't talk about it. You're not allowed to talk about it unless you're vaxxed.
Let's all finish the vaxxing, then we'll get back to racism. What year is it? It's 2021. We had a black president for two terms, bitch. This is her. This is her leader. She's the leader. That's what she wants to do.
Well, you'll like the way this story is
How's
going.
It working?
Gordon Klein also said, he said to the white student who asked for leniency for black students, he says, also, do you have any idea if students are from Minneapolis? I assume that they are probably especially devastated as well. I'm thinking that a white student from there might possibly be even more devastated by this, especially because some might think they're racist, even if they're not. He was slammed by students as racist. 20,000 signatures came in. An example of one email. You are a typical bigoted, prejudiced, and racist, dirty, filthy, crooked, arrogant Jew motherfucker.
Oh, by the way. Oh, he's a Jew?
Jew.
Oh, yeah. I don't agree with this dude at all.
But here's...
Dawson, you got to say when they're Jewish at the top. I agree with most of the shit
right
this guy
here.
Said. Here's the thing, though. Honestly. What are we supposed to do with the 19-year-olds who've been crate trained to think they live in a systemically racist world? These are rich kids on the campus of USC who've been fed this pablum, spoon-fed this fucking racist pablum their entire life. Mm-hmm. You know, my brain got to develop, and now all this retarded, you know, governor speaking about systemic, this, it doesn't penetrate my brain because my brain got to develop. What if I grew up in a vat of supposed racism? Like, what if these kids bathed in this? They grew up in this. So now they're all locked and loaded. And they don't even know they're being the racist anymore because they've been crate trained with racism.
That's two things that are going to happen. One, either the system collapses around them and bows to them, or the system completely crushes them, and then they go even further.
Well, I think the system will bow to them, because that seems to be the history.
Well, the guy was suspended for 3 weeks, but here's the best part. He says, the story ain't over. He ain't backing down. He says, quote, most of my income comes not from teaching at UCLA, but consulting to law firms and other corporations.
Until they mount a campaign to get him sort of taken off the rolls of once they start boycotting or writing letters to whatever firms
that
he's consulting with, but that's always next.
That's what this lawsuit is about, because some of these firms have dropped him as a consultant, and that cost him the lion's share of his income.
If anyone wants to know why we're where we're at, it's not because of this cunt governor. It's not because of those pussy kids. It's all the people that cave immediately.
They don't want to be associated. They don't even like listen to it. They're like, we don't want any part of this. Cut it loose.
Right. You people are – it's the administration on the campus that is not keeping the kids in line and telling them – we're not firing this guy. He's got an opinion. It's a valid opinion. No. It's all the people that are cutting all the people That's where the problem is. It's Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game 10 seconds into the Atlanta voting thing. It's like you
guys move it to the all-white suburb of Denver.
Right. Yeah. And keep all those poor black small business owners out of money. Yeah. Okay. It's you people. It's all these corporations that cave immediately. Mm-hmm. It's the administration at colleges. It's these corps that fire these people. You are the problem. It's not the fucking 19-year-olds. They've been brainwashed. They've been crate raised with racism. They don't know what they're doing. You ever laugh at people's religion? Like, oh, this is a fucking Jehovah's Witness. He believes blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he's 19. That's how he grew up.
Yeah.
He grew up around devout Jehovah's Witnesses. That's what he believes.
Right.
You don't think this is a religion that those fucking 19-year-olds believe? They were fucking crate trained with it. That's what they believe. It's not their fault. It's the fault of society, corporations, and parents. Just like if the Jehovah's Witness guy came to me and went, you know, the Earth's ending in 8 days. I wouldn't go, let me pack my bag. I'd go, get the fuck off my porch, nut job. Right?
Yes.
But these guys have the fucking nutty religious racism. 19-year-olds going, you know, this is going. And they go, oh, what? Should we fire him? Should we suspend him? Well, why don't we suspend him? And why don't we get him deplatformed? Blah, blah. Stop buying into their retarded religion. It's not their fault. They're fanatics. They were born with it. They were raised in it. They're SoCal. They're UCLA. Their parents are from fucking Holmby Hills. They've been raised with it. Stop listening. It's not their fault.
Yep.
I don't blame people with, you go down to Fairfax, you see the Hasidic Jews walking up there. They got the 8-year-old with the fucking payas and the black hat and stuff. Yeah. It's not the kid's fault. He's growing up in that. Sorry, Jews. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, he's got beliefs. He's going to have fucking sex through a hole in the sheet. He's going to get a Shabbos Goyim on Saturdays to turn his fucking Cuisinart on. That's his thing.
Yeah.
But we don't have to listen to him.
No, that's what he grew up in. Well, let me ask you a question, though. I mean, your kids are teenagers. They're friends. I mean, is that...
My son doesn't give two shits about any of it any of the time. My daughter worries about acceptance.
Right.
And worries about appearances.
And that's how it contributes to that, is acceptance.
Oh, yeah. The girls have to get down. They have to be down with the cause because they're worried about... Whatever. My son wears the same t-shirt 4 days in a row and doesn't give a fuck about anything. And it's now showers so little that he sprays himself with cologne. So he now smells like an Armenian businessman when he's walking out of the house. But it's BO and cologne.
You need
now
to get him that shower head. You have to get that for him.
Well, I've got the first one for me, but I suppose I could order another one. All right, let's bring it home, Dawson.
All right, I'm Mike Dawson. That's news. Later, Hosen.
Don't worry, Gina. Your job is safe. That was the news with Mike Dawson.
All right. Keeps. There are only two FDA-approved medications to prevent hair loss. Keeps has both of them. Keeps. It's a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months in discreet packaging. Low-cost treatments start at just $10 per month. Proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than its competitors, and you can check out the before and after photos as well. Prevention is key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so you must act fast. If you're losing your hair, Keeps is where you need to go, right, Dawson?
If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to KEEPS.com/Adam to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/Adam to get your first month free. KEEPS.com/Adam.
Well, Jody Miller, where have you been my whole life, baby?
Right outside in your waiting room. I've been waiting to get in here.
Well, thank God. Nice job. And by the way, we got live shows coming up.
Yeah.
Stand Up When with Jody Miller, Hollywood, California. That's at the Improv, October 25th, right? Beautiful LA.
It's a great show for anybody that doesn't know. I pick a year in history and all of the comics write and perform as if it is actually that year.
That is so funny.
It's actually really fun. I give them all the, and speaking of all the things that we're talking about here, I mean, history just continually repeats itself. 2 months ago, I did 1918, which was our first pandemic. You never forget your first.
No.
And it was the Spanish flu, and it was the end of World War I, which is, you know, we just pulled our troops out of Afghanistan and we're in the middle of a pandemic. So it's very odd. And then I did 1973, which is the Roe versus Wade. And this month I'm doing 1692, which is the Salem witch trials.
Nice.
But I've gone all the way back to 29 AD, 1945. It's fun. It's a history lesson. And you get to see what comedy would look like in 29 AD. I mean, who doesn't wonder about that?
It's a really killer premise.
Thank you.
Also, the podcast, Don't Call Me Ma'am, is available wherever you listen to fine podcasts.
Yes.
I add that.
Thank you.
Website, Jody Miller, Jody with an I, MillerComedy.com is where you go. I'm all over the place. Just go to AdamCarolla.com for all my live shows. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Jody Miller saying,
hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Mahalo. Oh.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Base on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see the Ace Man. They always sell out. Get them now at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about your bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.